Day Crew, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Sans, Doug Steffen, who is on his way to the biggest snowstorm in the country.
Blizzard.
Doug has to go home to take care of his favorite cow, Peaches, who is nearing the end of her 23-year-old life. So he's going to have to put the poor little Peaches down tomorrow, and then he's going to get snowed in for a couple of days.
The sad thing about Dougie's travel schedule, and I don't know if you guys have noticed this, and I've been kind of kidding him this morning, it always seems like whenever he has to fly, it's like the storm of the century.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you fly a lot.
This one could be.
Yeah,
when 30 inches of snow areas.
Yeah, when you fly as much as he does, you're going to get trapped in this stuff. And he did a couple of weeks ago.
In Phoenix.
Last week, on his way to Phoenix, he got trapped in Dallas. Mm-hmm. So.
And if you remember last year when he was driving across the country, remember he drove with like this
he drove
huge
with
storm.
The storm. So, but anyway, Doug is going to miss something very cool here. I promise you, if you are into nerds, geeks, dorks, we have got the coolest thing coming up.
And I'm not going to tell you. By the way, ladies are the best things to date, by the way. People. Geeks are the best to date.
Geeks and nerds.
Think of who has all the money. Bill Gates.
They're rich. Exactly.
Right. Steve Jobs. They were all.
And if they're super geeky, they're thankful to have you.
So.
Like that guy in that Super Bowl commercial.
Exactly.
Exactly.
They always get the girl. We've got the biggest nerds you've ever known, you've ever seen, and you will know these two nerds. Coming up here on Good Day, it's 9 past the hour.
I tried to take it to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
Last year I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund. And accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
No. With our new Hit Card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you'd treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new Hit Card at Discover.com.
Office Max is celebrating our brand new collaboration with GoDaddy.
We've teamed up to bring the power of digital marketing to your small business with a one-year online package, including a domain name, website builder with 5 pages, and a basic email account. Just $49.99 for a limited time. That's up to 76% below online prices and only at OfficeMax stores. Go digital. Go daddy. Go to OfficeMax now. Offer ends February 23rd. Valid in store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, coming up on Good Day, it's 13 past the hour. The biggest nerds you've ever met, talked to, besides Doug Steffen.
Huh.
But first, wander on over to DougSteffen.com, GoodDayShow.com, and you have today's poll, which is...
I do. It's about the CBS memo about wardrobe at the Grammy Awards. If you missed the story, it's up at DougSteffen.com. But CBS has given quite very detailed instructions, shall we say, about what is and is not appropriate to wear to the Grammys, so that no naughty bits are hanging out, because CBS has been under fire lately. They got in trouble for Joe Flacco dropping the F-bomb after the Ravens won the Super Bowl. They got in trouble for the wardrobe malfunction with Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson. So they're wanting to be on their best behavior so that they can avoid any of the fury of the of the TV police,
it's
I guess.
It's live TV. How are they?
It is. But it's a funny memo, so if you get a chance and you haven't heard us talk about it today, definitely go and check it out at DougSteffen.com and then take our poll. Do you think CBS's memo about wardrobe and causes will have any effect on Sunday's Grammy Awards? And you can choose from yes, it will be clean and a professional show. You can go with number two, I don't think it will matter one way or another. Three is I think some will go overboard on purpose. That's what I think. And four, they should run a delay and not worry about it. There you go. You can take our poll over at DougSteffen.com. Chime in and let us know what you think.
And then also over at Facebook.
Facebook.com, we are talking about the post office and the future of the post office. They made an announcement yesterday, a couple days ago actually, that eliminates Saturday service. They are taking away first-class mail, so we want to know what you think. Are you supportive of these changes? And you can chime in Facebook.com/Good Day Show and let us know what you think. Also, we have a nice little tribute to Doug's cow, Peaches, up there. Doug's having to put her to sleep this week, so we're taking a look at her. She's almost been like an unofficial mascot of our show, I think. Very sweet.
I think Charlotte would probably have something to say about that, though.
Well, Charlotte's the official mascot. Peach is the unofficial mascot. See how that works? No.
All right. So we promised you that we were going to introduce you to the biggest nerds besides Doug Steffen. If you know the name Curtis Armstrong or Robert Carradine, you're probably saying, I know these guys, okay? Curtis Armstrong has been in one of my favorite movies of all time, Better Off Dead. He's been in Dodgeball. He was one of the regulars on Moonlighting. Robert Carradine was acted alongside, John Wayne, and been in a bunch of different movies and TV. Obviously, you know
him from the Carradine family. Yeah, my favorite movie of all time, Slumber Party Slaughter.
Well, there you go, Slumber Party Slaughter. But you probably know them better as Booger and Lewis.
Dawson, Dudley, call me Booger. All right.
And what I want to know, Curtis, is when you walk down the street still today, how many people walk up to you and say, hey, Booger?
It varies, but usually one a day.
One a day, at least. All right, so Booger and Lewis from the Revenge of the Nerds movies. There was, what, four of those, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, there is two motion pictures and two television versions.
And so now you guys have revived the Revenge of the Nerds series for television. You're doing Super Nerds. Tell us what Super Nerds is.
No, it's not actually called that.
Yeah, it's actually called King of the Nerds.
King of the Nerds on TBS. Okay.
Right, it's a reality game show. Actually, the first one that TBS has done in 7 years.
Okay, so what do you have to do to win?
Yeah, I thought I was king of the nerds back in high school, but what would I have to do to be officially the king of the nerds?
You know, I'll tell you, whatever you thought you knew, when you see these nerds, you realize it's a whole new ball game. I mean,
no, these are legit guys, right?
have nerd qualities, but it's nothing compared to these people. What we did was we took 11 people and put them in a house for 8 weeks. The house is called Nerdvana, and suggested to nerd challenges every week. A big one between the two teams in the first half hour, and then a small one between two nerds in the second half hour. And they have to do everything from a gigantic game of chess to live gaming to cosplay competitions, superhero knowledge. We had an
anthem dance-off.
Yes,
they had to do.
They had to write, record, choreograph, and perform a nerd anthem in 24 hours.
Now, you guys are trying to un-nerd, right? You guys are embracing the nerddom here. We're not un-nerding these guys, right?
No, not at all. We came out years ago. We came out as nerds before it was popular to come out as nerds. And that's why we're proud.
Well, the nerd thing is in right now. You've got the commercial that was a big hit during the Super Bowl where the nerd got kissed by the supermodel. And then what's the show on NBC that's, with the four nerds?
It's on TBS as well. It's the Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory.
So nerds are in. You guys are in.
Yeah.
You're hip.
Yeah, it took a long time. You know, like all of these popular movements, it starts small, and then when the time is right, it sort of explodes. And that's what happened with nerds.
What did you guys think when you first came out and when they said, we're going to do this movie called Revenge of the Nerds, where all these nerdy, geeky guys get revenge against the big jocks on campus, and you guys end up being the heroes? Did you have any idea that you would be making four of these things and that they would have the cult following and be as popular as they would be?
Not really. At the time, you know, just the title of it was a little bit frightening, especially if one were to, you know, consider themselves cool. And, you know, I think one of the prerequisites to get in the room with the director was you had to try to turn it down, because he didn't think anybody in their right mind would want to be in a movie called Revenge of the Nerds. Once you pass that hurdle, then you got serious. And in my case, I got my hair cut and bought the glasses that actually worked in the movie and went in, and, the rest is history.
Yeah, and Robert, I mean, you worked with John Wayne and the Cowboys and with Martin Scorsese and Samuel Fuller, all these famous directors and actors, and then here you are in Revenge of the Nerds, and this thing takes off. And obviously from the Carradine family, you guys have a heritage of great acting, so this thing takes off, and here you are, Revenge of the Nerds. What are the other Carradines saying to you at that point?
Well,
cha-ching, cashing in.
No, I had a text from one of my brothers. Fingers crossed, bro. And two dear friends, you know, have weighed in saying, "Well, hope it's a smash, and can't wait." So, you know, people at Nomi are encouraging us to do well.
Good. All right. Well, there it is. Tonight on TBS, 10 p.m., King of the Nerds. Watch tonight's episode, Super Nerds, with Robert Carradine and Curtis Armstrong, a.k.a. Booger and Lewis from Revenge of the Nerds. All right, guys. Good luck. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good time.
And time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately. quickly.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pass the hour. Doug Steffens, good day with Jen, Roberta, and Rich. Doug is off flying into the blizzard. Yesterday was Jennifer Horn's birthday, her 29th birthday.
Yes, it was. Yes. Oh, you know, I've gotten older. I started the day at 21, then I was 23, then I was 28, now you've just made me 29.
Oh,
I aged quite a bit
and
yesterday.
And you'll hang out there. So, yeah. And we celebrate Jen's birthday all week and then through the weekend.
We do, absolutely.
But what I want to know is, did you have a cake with candles on it?
I did have a cake with candles on it. You know how cute it is. My dad called me actually the day before my birthday, and said, "What's your favorite kind of cake?" And I'm like, "What do you mean? Like of what?" Because, you know, depending on where you get it, it depends. You know, I mean, sometimes carrot cake is good. Sometimes regular vanilla cake is good.
You must be psychic. We just had a carrot cake at the house yesterday, and I was thinking how good it was.
And it's vegetables, so it's good for you.
Sure, yeah. Right.
So, you know, I'm thinking, I'm like, well, you know, if you're just getting a birthday cake, I am one of those boring, I just like plain old white birthday cake. To me, that's good. So he went to Sam's Club on his own and bought a cake for me, which he shared with our office staff. He's never the guy that gets the cake.
Right, he's always the guy that sends buddy out and sends out the cake.
I thought it was very sweet.
So
pink and orange roses, very pretty.
Did you blow out the candles?
Of course, and I sprayed all over the cake. And
that's what I was going to ask you. Have you ever thought about the germs that you spit all over the cake when you blow
out
candles?
Most of the time, it depends on how clean of a blower you are.
Right, because some people are like...
Some people are not clean blowers, and they spray the cake. Especially, and I think the older you get, the more of a sprayer you become.
Well, that's just the thing.
Yeah.
When you're young, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, you're a spitter.
Yeah, because you kind of, like, take the candles out with water. You just go... And start, like, spitting the candles.
Australia has decided to protect their citizenry against such fiendish things. They have banned kids from blowing out birthday candles on their cakes at child care centers.
No.
So let's say you have a kid in daycare somewhere in Australia, and it's their birthday. You cannot take a cake and put candles on it and have the kid blow the candles out because they are afraid that it will spread germs and that it will make the other kids sick. This isn't proposed. It's law. You cannot blow out a cake in a child center or a daycare center.
I wonder how
many
people they've had that are absent that actually get sick from birthday cakes.
You know,
and how they brought it back to the birthday cake instead of just the fact that kids pass around colds like you wouldn't believe.
Kids pass around germs like nobody's business.
Toys.
If they don't get it from blowing out a cake, they're going to get it from drinking out of each other's cups, wiping their. I mean, every kid when they have a cold is wiping their hands all over their face and then touching everything. And it's just impossible to stop. So if you're going to say you cannot blow out candles, you might as well say you can't touch your desk, you can't touch your pen, you can't touch yourself. You can't do anything.
Right. And, wrap everybody in a bubble.
What, exactly. And that's what they're saying is it's you're creating a bubble boy mentality.
But don't you think it's because, I mean, that's why we have people with immune problems anyway, because we're so reliant on antibacterial scrubs and all that stuff. We don't get enough of the bad or the good bad stuff.
I always think that teachers and nurses are the most healthy people that we know because they are exposed to everything.
You know, like, I don't think that I could work in a plane because of that. Because every time I get off of a plane, I always get kind of a dry, you get that dry sinusy feeling.
Yeah, it's tough. So, you know, and one of the things that's come out of, I don't know, over the, I have young kids, so we always do the birthday thing. As a matter of fact, I have them coming up, and it's bam, bam, March and April, so that, you know, birthday parties aren't cheap. But cupcakes is the new thing, where every kid gets their own individual
Everybody
cupcake.
Gets their own serving.
Right, right. So, I don't know. But once you start legislating germs, what's next?
Exactly.
What is
and
coming?
I'm sorry, but cupcakes are a pricey alternative. I mean, you get a whole cake for, you know, $10. Cupcakes are like $2 or $3 a piece.
Right,
ridiculous.
So keep your germs to yourself, everybody. Yeah. Don't spit it all over the cake. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch berry, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Every half hour when he is not here, so let's get this out of the way. Doug Steffen, and that's done with. So now we have our friend Dr. J. Kumar, who joins us every week to help us kind of understand why we are the way we are and how we tick and why we tick the way we tick. And Jay, we've been talking about a couple of things this hour, nerds and birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it would be interesting to ask you, because a lot of people handle their birthdays in a very different way.
Yeah.
I think everybody enjoys seeing their birthday come because, you know, it's a special day for you, and people are, you know, nice to you, and you get lots of nice
attention. I walk into balloons and flowers. I want that every day.
Yeah. See, no. Jen's birthday was yesterday, and we usually celebrate Jen's birthday all week long because it's very special for her. She really enjoys it. And people treat, because she's so nice, people treat
her
really well.
She's not 50 yet, so she really enjoys it.
Yeah, no. Me on the other hand, Roberta's kind of like, birthday, smirthday, whatever. And I'm kind of like, okay, cool, yeah, I like it, but I'm a little bit, I don't know, I guess shy about, you know, oh, it's my birthday. But I like the attention and the nice things that people say about you. So what is it about your birthday, and what is it about my special day that makes somebody either A, happy, joyful, or reserved, or angry that it's their birthday? Some people are just, they hate them.
Well, some people get depressed around their birthday.
Depressed? Yeah. Well, so there's a whole gamut of emotions.
It is. You know, think about this, and this is a really great topic. I wasn't expecting to talk about this, but I think it's perfect to talk about this today since I know it was Miss Jennifer Horn's birthday yesterday. And, you know, people react to their birthday in the same way certain people react to the holidays. You know, when it's that special time of year when we, you know, some people, as you know, during the holidays react with depression or anxiety or fear. It's the same thing with birthdays. You know, birthdays happen every year, just like the holidays. And depending on how we are in terms of where we are in our life, you know, what's going on, you know, our birthdays for some people can remind, you know, if you've recently lost someone, you know, or you had a bad breakup, you know, birthdays can kind of not be that fun. But if you're a kid, you know, I can't think of any kid who doesn't like their birthday. You
right.
know, because it's all about fun, it's excitement, right. you're celebrating the people that you love. And the thing to remember, and Valentine's Day is coming up in a week, as we know, and this is a really important notion to remember. The most important relationship you could ever have is not with your partner, your wife, your husband, your kids. The most important relationship you'll ever have is with yourself. And this is the reason why I think some people maybe might be shy or might be a little too, reactive when it comes time to their birthdays. It boils down to how do you really value the relationship you have with yourself? What is that intimate relationship you have with yourself like? And if that relationship is, I'm not really happy about myself, I'm not really joyous about who I am as a person, then when your birthday comes along, it's like, oh, why celebrate? It's just me. Why celebrate myself? Mm-hmm. I'm nothing that special.
Right.
Right?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I kind of look at Jennifer and I, we're very similar, I think, in where we are with ourselves, I would think. Jen?
I think so, too.
Yeah. But, there's something... I don't know how to explain this. I am very kind of radio, okay? I'm looking at a microphone right now and nothing else.
Right.
Okay?
And that makes it easier to talk.
I'm talking to all of you. Yes. We're talking to hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah.
But yet, I'm sitting here by myself in a room. Mm-hmm. And then when you go out and speak in public... total fear.
Nerves. Are you kidding?
Yep. Fear.
And that's what people will say. Well, you talk to millions of people every day on the radio, but it's different because you're going to stand there.
Right. But there's
something in me about me that I think is uncomfortable with me. And even though I'm very comfortable with myself and where I am in my life, there's still something that says on my birthday, I'm not really comfortable with all of this attention.
Plus, I think we're taught also, I think it is a little more societal, and I think the difference, Rich, because I think you're right, you and I are very similar, but I think it's different for men and women, and that is that I don't know if it's as acceptable for men to say, yeah, it is my birthday, to be like a big birthday person or a big holiday person, because you have to kind of maintain the sense of, like, aloof.
Yeah.
I guess you're a little bit of aloofness.
True.
I get kind of embarrassed, too, if people make too big of a deal about my birthday. I mean, I love birthdays and I love holidays.
But you're
like
so
you said,
cute
Jay.
The way that it's like, it's so special for you and everybody makes a big deal out of it for you. And it's fun. It's cool. It's very neat. And birthdays are different in that it's all about you. Christmas is great, but everybody plays along in Christmas. Valentine's Day is great, but you and your partner are playing along equally. Well, actually, the men give to the women. We won't get into that. But birthday is all about you. The spotlight is on you.
So that's the same reason why, when you're speaking in front of like a room of like 100 people, the spotlight's on you.
Yes.
You brought up a really great analogy here, Rich, and I really commend you for this. It's the same reason why some people are so comfortable speaking to a room of 1,000 people. It's because they're not being self-conscious about who they are. Like they're not focusing on what the reaction is of their audience, of how they perceive themselves to be, how the audience perceives the speaker. The same thing happens when it's your birthday. If you're comfortable with who you are, if you truly are at peace or at love, every aspect of who you are as a being, all the attention that's lavished upon you on your birthday is just an expression of that amazing person that you are. And so when it's your birthday or when you're speaking in front of like an audience of 1,000 people, it's the same mechanism happens in your brain. As you all know, I study the brain. I look and see how the brain works and how it affects our body and our being. We go into, there's a part of our brain called the reptilian brain. It's the most primal part of our brain. It's a part of our brain that is all about fight or flight. It's all about survival mechanisms. And so sometimes when a birthday comes up, some people, for various reasons, they may react from that very primal part of their brain. It's like, oh, crap, my birthday's coming up. Mm. I don't want all the attention. I don't want all like the hoopla that goes on with it because the spotlight's going to be on me. And because I'm not comfortable with who I am as a person, I don't want that spotlight to magnify any of my perceived weaknesses, my perceived deficiencies,
right.
whatever like the psychology is of the individual person. But when you're truly content with who you are, when you really are at peace with who you are as a person, when the spotlight's upon you, it just magnifies all the great things of who you are.
I think Doug is pretty, that describes Doug. Doug is pretty comfortable in front of a crowd.
Yeah.
And I think he would rather speak to a crowd than people one-on-one.
Yeah, you know, I'll share with you I'll share with you the personal story. You know, I make my living speaking in front of groups, you know, whether it's students, college students, or groups, you know, all the time, every day. I was terrified giving speeches when I grew up in high school. Like, I remember taking speech class.
Mm-hmm.
It was required for us in high school. And I remember the first day of speech class, and the first time I think of a speech in speech class, I actually had to fake being sick. So I said, a speech. Luckily, my parents were doctors, and they could write me a medical note for me right away. But it goes to show that I overcame that fear of public speaking. I overcame what it was. I realized through many years of my own personal journey, my personal work, that the reason why I was so afraid of public speaking was because I was terrified of what my perception was of people who came, you know, who saw me speaking. I was afraid
right.
of
exactly.
Okay. The same mechanism holds true with your birthday. If you're terrified of who you are as a person, if you're completely living in this place of fear of what other people, what your perceptions are, what people think about you, then birthdays are going to suck.
Now, Roberta is another, she's a whole different case. Roberta is, I feel, is totally comfortable with who she is.
Absolutely.
You know, just care less. Although, I see you probably liking the attention from your daughters and
but
your
see,
family.
But see, Roberta is more sensitive than she lets on. Roberta has this tough exterior, but she's sensitive.
True.
I think you do care more than people would think that you do. Isn't that right?
Care about what? Depends.
Like what
care about
think.
What?
Like what people
think.
Getting attention on your birthday. People paying attention to you.
Well, yeah, you like people to pay attention on your birthday, absolutely, but not necessarily to the number. The number scares the death out of me, because I look at the number and I go, but I don't feel like that
right,
number.
Right.
Like, who is this person? That's
well,
not me.
But
I'm
that
not
definition
this age.
Of that number in your mind is, you know, Doug would tell you that's a BS number.
Well, of course.
And, you know, one thing I'll say to you, you know, there's so many different types of ages. There's our chronological age, there's our biological age, and there's our psychological age, all of which can be very different.
So,
well, my psychological age is definitely about 30 years younger than my biological age. No question about that. In fact, sometimes, you know, my psychological age makes me do things where my biological age goes like, whoa, like, you really think you could do that?
When it's your birthday, celebrate your psychological age, not your chronological age. How about that?
That's what I try to do, yes, but sometimes my biological age doesn't let me do that.
So, Jay, you talk about being comfortable with yourself or how you feel you're perceived, and until you're 100% comfortable with yourself, you will have those inhibitions. Is anybody ever really 100% comfortable with themselves? I don't know anybody who says, I'm perfect in every way,
at least
in my own mind.
No. So this is a really great distinction. You know, you use the word perfect. No one is perfect.
Right.
You know, the minute someone says, hey, I'm a perfect person, run away because
they're
trying to.
They're mental.
They're mental. They're right. They're
right. Or delusional.
Or they're
delusional.
They're delusional. The goal in you know, whether it's in spirituality or in psychology, whatever the tradition you want to follow, the goal in life is not to be perfect, but it's to feel complete. And there's a distinction between the two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I feel complete as a person with all my imperfections.
Right.
I feel complete as a person with all my flaws. I still love myself regardless of the fact that XYZ reasons.
Right.
You know?
So that's kind of like embracing your vulnerability, just saying, hey, this is just what it is, and that's it.
It is. And, you know, and I wrote a really great blog piece. In fact, if you go to the Doug Stephan Good Day Show Facebook page or my Dr. Jay Kumar Facebook page, I posted on there a link to my latest newsletter, Your Brain, Love, and Romance. And one of the articles I posted in there was called Celebrating Your Love of Self. The very first relationship you ever need to cultivate before you can actually love someone else is to love yourself. It sounds kind of hokey, you know, when you hear this, but what I'm really getting at, when you can begin to embrace all your imperfections, when you can begin to embrace all aspects of your being, your weaknesses, your strengths, your vulnerabilities, your greatness, when you can totally embrace all aspects of your being, you're not perfect, but you feel complete. And it's in that sense of completion, in that sense of wholeness, where true joy and the true abundance of life really begins. And I'll share one quote with you, because I know Valentine's Day is coming up in a week. There's a beautiful quote that I love to share by the poet Rumi, who's an old Persian poet, and he says, "Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to find all the barriers you have built in your hearts against it."
Yeah, I mean, self-destruction is usually the only thing that keeps us from getting what we really want. So,
yeah.
All right, Jay, thank you. I feel much better about my birthday coming up next year. And
we'll make sure to shout it from the rafters.
I'll be able to handle it a little better, yeah. All right, and then happy birthday again to our friend Jennifer.
Hey,
happy birthday.
It's 47 past the hour, and Doug Steffen's good day. And, hey, you can catch up with Jay either on Facebook at Jay Kumar or at livingyourlight.com. It's 47 past on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life, because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AI, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off banners and posters. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print. Staples. That was easy.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah. It doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever.
Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Sing, or mouth the words anyway.
Body bed.
All right. This is Beyonce Kreitler, who's on the Good Day program today.
And he's feeling extra bootylicious today.
Right. He's going to. He's going
and
to.
No,
lift.
Tom, we're not ready for this jelly.
And on the 364th day, God made.
All right.
The Tom Home Improvement Kreitler, radio host.
Yeah. All right. He's going to lip sync the answers to some of your questions in a moment here on Good Day. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program next up here.
And Brent knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off banners and posters. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy-and-print. Staples. That was easy.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Speaking of happy, I'm always happy when my friend Tom Kreitler joins us. The story often here, well, it depends on where he is. His expertise in home improvement and repairs is legend, television-wise, radio-wise, and otherwise. He really wouldn't be anything if it weren't for his appearances on this program, and he knows it. And so once in a while...
Agreed.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly. I mean, if without me, you'd be nothing.
I'd be me.
You'd be still out there. You'd be inspecting homes.
That's right. I'd be working my way through crawl spaces and basements and attics of America.
Yeah, and working as a private
eye. How much bigger can you dig this ditch?
The hole that I'm digging?
Yeah.
That's okay. All right, let's get to some of these questions for Tom. Karen writes, vinyl flooring in my kitchen has yellow stains near the sink that have bled through from below. I want to install a new laminate flooring. How do I make sure no stains bleed through on this new wood-like laminate?
You know, that's that's a good question, and it's one that confuses a lot of people because so many folks are accustomed to using these mats that are sort of carpet mats with the rubber mat right near the sinks, right?
Yeah.
So what happens, we get this question a lot, and people think it's a stain in the floor that they can clean like they've tried to clean anything else that spills. But actually what's going on here is it's probably a chemical reaction between the rubber mat and the vinyl floor. So therefore, what's happened to your vinyl floor, Karen, is it's probably not a stain that's sort of bled through that's going to come through. It was probably the result of either your use or maybe a prior homeowner's use of one of those rubber mats near the kitchen sink. And, you know, if you have that kind of thing in your house, you really should not use the rubber mats because it does have this chemical oxidation reaction that causes that yellowing of the vinyl that cannot be cleaned. You have no worries, though, about it sort of coming through and getting into the wood look laminate as long as that mat is no longer used.
Huh. All right. That's something we wouldn't have thought was the case, but that's instructive. Tom Kreidler from the Minipit, let's see here, part two. Blake writes, my next door neighbor recently learned she had termite damage. Does this mean I'm likely to have it as well? That's a pretty good question. Do termites move from home to home?
Yeah, I mean, the truth is the termites are there. So, Blake, you've already got termites in your neighborhood. It does not mean you're more or less likely. You have the same probability of having an infestation get into your house as you did before. I mean, there are a couple of things that you can do to not make yourself a target of termites. For example, in the years I spent as a professional home inspector, I used to find piles of firewood, like, against the side of a house. That's a really bad idea. That's like throwing red meat to the lions. So things like that can attract termites, but generally, it's a good idea for you to do an inspection on a yearly basis and look for either the termite mud tunnels. These are sort of sand-colored tubes that they create as they crawl into your house. You'll find them in the basement or crawl space along the exterior beams. And the other thing that I used to do as a home inspector is I would take a long screwdriver and tap on that lumber around the outside perimeter of the wall. If you find something that's infested with termites, it'll have a hollow sound to it. So good idea to be on the lookout all always for termites if you live in a part of the country that does have subterranean termites.
Tom, is putting termite traps in your backyard a good or a bad thing? Does it attract them or keep them away?
Yeah, I don't like the termite traps. I'd rather have folks treat their
home.
What
do you do with them after you trap them?
Yeah. Well, actually, there's a kind of trap where they go in there and they pick up a poison and bring it back to the nest. There's termiticides that do the same thing, and they're undetectable, and they're very, very effective.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit. Check out moneypit.com, 59 after on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.